The sea breaks into hieroglyph. Children read them and shout prophecies about crabs and clouds. I read them more slowly and find a letter addressed to the marrow. It says, be small enough to be held by what you revere. I kneel, which is to articulate a hinge and trust it. The whale breathes again, and the breath sends a warm ribbon over my face, and I am named with a promise. I am free to refuse. I do not refuse. At dusk, the choir of insects begins, each throat and needle stitching night to night. The psalm stands behind me and unplaits my hair. Its hands are many. They smell of cedar, page edge, wet rope, winter fat, bruised mint. It says the valley of shadow is only a corridor between rooms where the same feast waits, still warm. We walk the corridor very slowly, delaying the door for the joy of delay. When we enter the room, the whale is there, dry as stone, a long hill on which the moon sits like a mild lamp. I lie along the slope and feel the faint tremor of distant thunder stored in flesh. I remember the belly, the lamp, the shelves that held my silence upright. I do not want to go back, and I already have. Before sleep, I let the voice number me again. Scalp. Temple, ear, throat, armpit, nipple, hip, thigh, behind the knee, ankles, hard perfection. In step shy promise. The numbers fold into letters and the letters into breath. The last word is not a word, but a held exhalation. It climbs the rafters of the night and waits there, luminous as oil on water. When the dream comes, it is not a scene, but a pressure. The pressure of being surrounded by something that loves nothing and therefore keeps everything I move inside it as a seal moves in light. If I make my bed in the deep, I find the bed already turned down, the sheet cool. The cover heavy as blessing, I sleep and the water sleeps around me. And somewhere the giant turns with the unembarrassed grace of vastness and plays. Because it was made to. Because joy is a kind of knowledge older than law. I enter the lover through a mouth of smoke. The temple is breathing. The hem of a robe fills the room like fog that has learned ceremony. Above, the six wings burn, two wings to hide the face from a brightness that will not be domesticated. Two for the feet that remember clay. Two to hover in a grammar of heat. Their thrice holy is not a number. It is a hammer on an anvil made of air. The doorposts shudder as if the building were a lung refusing to be a wall. Woe to me, I say, which means the architecture has recognized its trespasser. A coal is carried on a tongue, and then not on a tongue, but on the creature's sure hand. It touches my mouth. The world becomes taste, my tongue, a seal. My lips, a harbor the tide has just polished. The burn is instruction written in the alphabet of nerves. I do not cry out. I allow the mark to take my speech the way a shoreline allows the line to redraw it. Here am I. It is the first sentence I have owned. It is answered by distance. Go, says the voice, and speak to the people who keep their eyes open the way a locked door is open. Tell them the field is already aflame. Tell them the stump still lives. Tell them the root keeps a secret pulse. I nod, and nod again. Because consent is heavy, and must be lifted twice.